The biggest topic of conversation this December has been weddings. Whether you call them gaudy and outrageous, or you call them dreamy and magical. These high-profile weddings that the media covered to death were everyone's favorite topic of conversation this season. But are you prepared for a whole another wave of outrageous weddings which usually takes place at the end of December and early Jan? Yes, I'm referring to the NRI wedding season, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Since the past decade or so, India has been getting not just 3 but 4 seasons a year. Summer, monsoon, winter, and last but not the least, the NRI season, or more popularly known as the winter wedding season. Really guys, think about it. Around 10 to 15 years ago, were winter weddings such a huge deal as they are now? Not really, but the whole wedding industry has turned upside down, and the months of December and January have been taken over by weddings in a huge way. I guess some of the credit, or more so the blame, goes to NRIs for this. So for the biggest question of why Decembers? Well, first and foremost, because of the weather. No one loves the cold, frigid winters in the West, and India's weather is just the perfect cool temperature for us to visit home. The holiday and the Christmas time abroad gives us a good chunk of time off from work and gives us a couple of weeks to spare back home. So it really is as simple as that. December and January are really convenient for us for several reasons, and that is why it became slowly known as the NRI season. A lot of it also had to do with the dollar becoming stronger than the rupee and the trips back home becoming more and more accessible for all the Desis living away from India. Slowly, within the past decade or two, India was becoming everyone's preferred destination for the weddings that were coming up in their families. What this did was create a buyer's market. Everyone that was associated with the wedding industry, from hotels to caterers, from dress designers to wedding planners, all of them saw value and of course higher profits in catering to this group of people, and hence was born the whole NRI wedding market. Now every time I go to India at the end of the year, the stores I go to buy my lehengas in will have a quick service NRI section. If I'm attending a wedding, the wedding planners will schedule video chats with me prior to my arrival to get my preferences for my lodging and boarding. The Sangeet choreographer will be forwarding me instructional videos over WhatsApp, and even the caterers are starting to develop recipes to suit our weak NRI stomach systems. Most of it sounds rather unnecessary, but it is a huge market and people are delivering to the demand. Weddings, which usually take months of preparations, are now easy to organize within less than a week, considering the time frames NRIs come with. Lo and behold, the wedding season begins. Weddings, which used to be organized by the chachas and mamas of the family, are now being run on an industrial scale by professional wedding planners. Everything is on a schedule. From managing the foreign guest arrivals to making every function look like an embarrassing display of Bollywood cocktailed with Indian culture, sprinkled up with some sanskar, and this all comes together into lots of Instagram-worthy moments. Hashtag Big Fat Indian Wedding seems to be the most popular hashtag that they all use. Yes, as the years have gone by, this new customer base has really taken the wedding industry to a whole new scale, and it has turned the market around in not the best of ways. But at the end of the day, for us NRIs, it is a good experience. Subjectively looking, We here are really building some of the best memories, and we probably wait for these occasions all our lives. So when the time is finally there, we dress up to all of our Bollywood fantasies. We dance our hearts out. We want to eat to feed our soul, and while we're at it, we hashtag the living daylights out of it. For us, these are some of the best memories we are going to build before we move back to our mechanical lives abroad. We don't get to attend as many social events as we would like, and we don't usually get to celebrate our Diwalis and our Eids, our Holis and our Baisakhis when we are living away from home. We don't always get to dance our hearts out on Sukhbir's Tare Gin Gin Ya Chateri as often as we would like, and this Barat might be our only chance to break into the Nagin dance on the street, so why not? When I talk about the fun us NRIs have when we visit India during the wedding season, I am mostly looking at it from the emotional point of view, and this does not mean that the obscene side of these weddings is going unnoticed. I understand that the trends of NRI weddings happening in India have taken the whole Indian wedding market for a toss, and I get that a lot of NRIs abuse the freedom that comes with converting the dollar to the Indian currency. I know that these new trends have eventually ended up manipulating the whole wedding system in India, and add social media promotions to that, and every wedding is becoming a bigger and bigger circus than the previous one. But objectively looking, for me, it all comes down to a few things. Several new jobs are created, and there is a lot of money to be made for everyone, from wedding planners to event organizers. The NRIs are getting to live their lifelong dreams and fantasies by getting their families together for a wedding, and they're being able to do it in their home country in a big-time Bollywood style. Bystanders can critique it all they want, but it is a buyer's market. And honestly, in today's Indian wedding industry, no idea is outrageous enough and nothing really seems impossible. As long as those who are getting married remember that a marriage really begins as soon as the wedding ends, and they're prepared to face the reality, who am I really to comment, right? And no, I'm not agreeing with any outrageous displays of wealth and even sometimes the stupidity that some of us indulge in. But you know what? This whole wedding season is still a reason for us to visit our hometowns. It is still a reason for us to get together with our families and our long-lost friends, and it is a reason for us to remember our roots. And that will always make this fourth season of the year ever so special for us NRIs. While doing that, if we are given a reason to shake our legs on some real-life Bollywood-style parties, I am for it. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.